We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and a welcome, gracious viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Estonia donates 50,000 euros for the education of Palestinian children. In humanitarian news, a 12-year-old girl from the United States builds homes in Haiti. In good governance news, Rwanda plans to plant a minimum of 67 million trees throughout the country. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 16th, is the National Day of Bahrain, commemorating the 40th anniversary of its independence attained in 1971. East of Saudi Arabia in the Persian Gulf, Bahrain is an archipelago of over 30 islands, renowned for its groves of date palms. Among the country's important archaeological locales, the Qalat al-Bahrain, ancient harbour and capital of Dilam, is the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. The capital of Dilam was one of the most significant ancient civilizations of the region, and was a meeting place for many cultures, as is reflected in its architecture. Today is also the National Day of Kazakhstan, celebrating the 20th anniversary of its declaration of independence in 1991. The largest country in Central Asia, Kazakhstan is abundant in natural resources such as copper, silver, tungsten and gold. The Sariyaka Steep and lakes of northern Kazakhstan is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It contains wetlands of outstanding importance for migratory birds, including threatened species. The area is also habitat for the critically endangered saga antelope. We wish the gentle residents of Bahrain and Kazakhstan a splendid National Day.
Fly-in news, heavy storms and snow inundate UK. Torrential rains and gale force winds that began on Tuesday, December 13th, have been sweeping through parts of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, with some residents evacuated to safety in England and Wales, as wind gusts reached 80 miles per hour, or 129 kilometers per hour, cross-channel ferries were halted, and flights in several airports delayed. In just 12 hours, London, England received 40% of normal rainfall for the entire month of December, while Devon and Cornwall saw regional flooding.
Off the coast of Ireland, a 20.4-meter wave was recorded as the largest ever documented there, and the Hampshire Police emergency lines received over 200 calls within 24 hours. Meanwhile, the rain has turned to snow in many areas, with the Met Office issuing warnings for continued severe weather over the weekend, saying that the high-speed winds will continue, with snow that could also spread throughout Wales and southeast England.
Our appreciation, Met Office and all other personnel, for your efforts to inform and assist during these harsh weather conditions. May heaven protect the storm-affected residents as we pray that our kinder regard for the environment helps alleviate such extreme events as these.
Unseasonable rain inundates northern Costa Rica. On Wednesday, December 14th, the National Meteorological Institute in Costa Rica reported that days of unusually heavy rains have affected residents throughout the country's northeast and the Caribbean coast. In Sarapiquí Canton of Heredia Province, more than 1,000 people were evacuated to some 15 shelters provided by the government's Disaster Response Agency to remove them from the danger of flooding after over 250 millimeters of precipitation fell in a 24-hour period. Food is also being delivered to several isolated communities. The National Emergency Commission, meanwhile, issued a yellow alert for Sarapiquí Canton and the Caribbean coastal region, with residents in mountainous areas who were cautioned against possible landslides and overflowing rivers, as rains are expected to continue for the rest of the week. We thank the National Meteorological Institute, National Emergency Commission, and all other agencies for your help in ensuring the safety of affected residents. May our more considerate actions as a vegan world restore planetary balance for all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
spirits of a hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass and the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams. Life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 404. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai. Journalist Huang Jinqiu freed. The release of reporter and activist Huang Jinqiu, detained since September 2003, was announced on Tuesday, December 13th. With the pen name Mr. Clearwater, the prolific writer has been a key organizer of the China Patriot Democracy Party. With an original 12-year sentence that was reduced by 4 years, Mr. Huang has been able to reunite with his parents in Shandong Province and has conveyed his gratitude to all who have offered support to himself and his family. We are glad for your freedom, journalist Huang Jinqiu. May your renewed life with family and friends be blessed in heaven's protection and love.
Russian stray dog stands vigil for a perished friend in the cold. In Russia's Siberian city of Yakutsk, the canine local residents have named Hachiko has stood guard near the body of his female dog friend for over 2 weeks in freezing minus 50 degrees Celsius temperatures. After the story was posted on the internet, animal lovers everywhere have come to provide food and a makeshift shelter for the loyal dog, whose name is in honor of the Japanese dog that waited each day for his passed away human companion at a train station for 7 years. Although some locals concerned for his well-being in the cold had tried to take Hachiko home, they noted with astonishment that after just a few hours he managed to escape and had quickly found his own way a full 7 kilometers back to his vigil post. We too are touched by the Yakutian Hachiko's faithfulness, as well as the animal-loving community that has come to support him. May he one day allow a new home to fill his heart with the love he has so selflessly given.
Save our planet. Historic drought grips Mexico. In an article published on December 13, 2011, Mexican officials state that more than 1 million hectares of crops have now been damaged by extreme dry conditions, with some farmers saying they have seen hardly any rain the entire year. In mid-November, National Meteorological Service General Director Felipe Adrián Vázquez Gálvez reported that more than 70% of Mexico's total area was drought-stricken, and experts now estimate that 80,000 families in the state of Chihuahua alone could be seriously impacted. The government is offering subsidies to small farmers in an attempt to compensate for their losses, as well as delivering water to remote areas in need. However, meteorologists have also forecast that the dry weather is likely to continue throughout the winter. Scientists in Mexico have begun working to address the issue with fellow researchers in the southwestern United States, where unprecedented drought also continues to persist.
We appreciate the efforts of Mr. Galvez and other experts in raising awareness of this urgent drought crisis. May governments and individuals alike strive to alleviate such conditions through our more conscientious stewardship of the ecosphere.
Speaking with concern of the planetary emergency during a June 2011 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the devastating drought in the nation, as well as what must be done to stop climate change.
With all the drought and wildfires Mexico is facing, food security is really at risk. And climate change, through droughts and floods that destroy crops, is of course a major cause of high food price and food insecurity. There is a solution. The United Nations propose that the best way to bring about cooling, rather than focusing on carbon dioxide, would be to reduce the shorter-lived global warming agents. These include methane, black carbon, and ground-level ozone. So we all should go vegan. And the best is organic vegan.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers report on December 8, 2011, that large earth tremors such as the devastating 2010 quake in Haiti are linked to extreme tropical cyclone seasons, saying that the landslides and erosion associated with the wet weather set off greater movement along the fault lines.
Save Our Planet. At the December 2011 Whistler Film Festival in Vancouver, Canada, Best Documentary Award went to Canadian director Ben Adelman for Kivalina vs. Exxon, which depicts the challenges faced by indigenous Inuit island dwellers off the coast of Alaska, USA, as they cope with being forced from their homeland due to the realities of climate change.
Warning news. OLAC's, or Vietnam's, health ministry on December 8, 2011, called on epidemic institutes to prepare and take active measures to prevent a new swine flu strain from entering the country, which combines a rare H3N2 influenza virus with the H1N1 swine flu virus that circulated the world in 2009.
The Blue Butterfly, and I'm very happy about being a wholesome vegan. Here to share a tip of the day. It's good to check ingredients when you buy fruit juice or packaged fruit products. The best is to purchase real fruit to avoid unnecessary sugar, additives, and dyes. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Estonia donates 50,000 euros for the education of Palestinian children in the Gaza Strip. According to Estonian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the fund will be used to support efforts of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, to help upgrade infrastructure, furnish classrooms, and procure study materials for 213,000 students from grades 1 to 9. Our earnest appreciation, Estonia, for your generosity. May the bright Palestinian youngsters have excellent education opportunities with Allah's abundant blessings.
In humanitarian news, a 12-year-old girl from the United States built homes in Haiti. Since she was only 9 years old, Rachel Wheeler from Florida has raised over $250,000 through various fundraising activities. With the finances, she was able to build 27 earthquake-proof cement houses in the village near the capital of Port-au-Prince. Rachel's next goal is to rebuild a school for up to 600 students that had been severely damaged in the 2010 earthquake. Our admiring salute, Rachel, for your loving heart and exemplary actions. May your kindness help many pure-minded Haitians to greet happier and more secure tomorrows. Up next on Noteworthy News, Rwanda's Reserve Force helps carry out a tree planting project. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more hopeful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, marvelous news for a wondrous world. In good governance news, Rwanda plans to plant a minimum of 67 million trees throughout the country. The Ministry of Forests and Natural Resources will work with the Reserve Force in carrying out the project, which will initially focus on the most deforested areas. These include the Eastern Province districts, where 20% of the total number of trees will be seeded. A big green thumbs up, Rwanda, for your earth-loving decision. May eco efforts such as this one, combined with the low-emission vegan diet, bring us to a glorious and calm state of our planet.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Japanese entitled The Bush Warbler.
ある男は自宅の庭の梅の木にウグイスが飛んできて、その年初めて美しい声で歌うのを聞いた。彼は隣の家を訪ね自慢げにこう言った。たった今私の庭でウグイスが今年初めての歌を歌うのを聞いたよ。しかし隣人はこう言う。お宅のウグイスは歌うのが遅いね。うちでは一昨日から歌っているよ。話を耳にした通りの向かいに住んでいる男はこう言った。それも遅いよ。4月に聞くのは遅い方だ。私は先月の終わりには聞いていた。するとほど近いところに住んでいる定年退職した負けず嫌いの男が通りかかって言った。何？先月だって？それも遅いね。そんなこと言うのはオタクだけだよ。じゃあ一体いつ聞いたんだい？定年退職した男は自慢げに言った。驚くなよ。去年の春だ。
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I was thrilled to see a Supreme Master TV announcement car in the city where I live. I also am a vegetarian, and I made my decision for the animals. I do not need any animal to die for me to feed myself. I also worry about the fate of our planet. Congratulations on the initiative. Maria from Feira de Santana, Brazil.
Caring Maria, thank you for your warm message. We are very happy to hear that you are deeply committed to the plant-based diet to safeguard our innocent animal friends and treasured earth. May God's abundant blessings be with you and all the kind-hearted people of Brazil.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May good cheer and kindness be your gifts from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. The European Parliament approves legislation to streamline migrant residency and work permits into a single procedure in member states, with legal foreign workers also being granted the benefit of European Union pensions, social security and public services.
In a meeting between Burmese government representatives and members of Kalo Tuba, the two parties sign a six-point peace accord, with the government issuing orders for a ceasefire as the ethnic group agrees to work toward integration and lasting peace.
Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa welcomes Qatari Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Hamad bin Jassim bin Jabah Al Thani, with the two leaders discussing ways to enhance bilateral cooperation, as His Highness offers his country's support in furthering Sri Lanka's development.
The U.S.-based charity Prem Rawat Foundation donates $10,000 to provide clean drinking water for 20,000 people affected by the drought in the Oromia region of Ethiopia.
Anonymous Good Samaritans, dubbed Secret Santas, have been making daily donations of up to $5,000 in stores across the U.S., such as retail chain Kmart, helping families with their gift purchases in a wish to spread hope and holiday cheer.
At the 11th Annual International Film Festival of Marrakesh in Morocco, the Grand Prix prize goes to the Danish film Out of Bounds, with Best Director Award being shared by Italian twin brothers Gianluca and Massimiliano De Serio for their movie Seven Acts of Mercy.
After noticing that Lucky, one of the stray dogs she feeds daily, had gone missing, Miss Gina Millett of Florida, USA, finds and rescues the canine from being buried alive beneath a newly plowed nearby field, transferring her to Miami-Dade Animal Services, where Lucky now awaits a caring home.
With the motto, where style meets kindness and fashion meets compassion, animal lovers Vesela and Mark Mulcahy of Los Angeles, USA, launch VeganChic.com, an e-store offering ethical shopping for those seeking stylish, cruelty-free vegan shoes and other designer options.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.